fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing? This is Madhouse Radio, the normal Thursday night thing that we always do. We're here. I am Carlito, your host for the evening. Thank you very much for turning things over, G-Wiz. Very well played, sir. I'm here with my assemblage of people, and we're going to have a good time tonight, of course. Aren't we, fellas? Aren't we going to have a good time?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, man. We're going to have a good time.
All right. When you put it that way, gangrene, how can we not have a good time? Thanks, everybody, for showing up. I am, what am I doing over here? I'm doing a show, that's right. Actually, I'm picking out a cigar. I've got three cigars to pick out here. You gonna mute yourself there? Let me mute Milkman while he takes care of that. Hey, Tuck, do me a favor, because I'm indecisive here. Tuck, Tuck, pick a number between 1 and 3, if you don't mind, please.
Tell us what you're smoking.
A number between 1 and 3, please, Tug, if you don't mind.
2
it is. The number 2 cigar we'll be smoking tonight.
2.
And the rest of them go back in the humidor, and the humidor goes back under the desk. There we go.
I will be smoking.
Yay,
desk! Short
story.
Desk
is fun!
Yeah, sir, man. I love games. Gangrene, what are you smoking tonight, Gangrene? What'd you say? You're smoking Pall Malls?
Where is it?
This is cool. Arturo Fuente. Anyway, short story.
Good deal. I have no idea what I'm smoking. It's a Maduro. That's all I know. It's a very cheap cigar. It's called Spirit of Cuba. I bought it for $149 at a cigar shop because I'm cheap. My favorite smoke normally is actually, my normal smoke as far as terms is price and best bang for buck. What I usually like to buy is Romeo and Julieta's. I really like those quite a bit. All right, that's my case. Anyway, for those of you listening here for the first time, welcome. We have a lot of things to talk about tonight.
I smoked the last of my King Albert.
Yeah,
Prince Albert. I mean,
isn't Prince
sitting around forever?
I thought that was chewing tobacco.
Yeah, cheapy cigarette.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever you want it to be, I guess.
I guess so.
I guess they put it in anything.
You can chew it, you can stick it up your ass, whatever it takes. Ain't that right, Milkman? Where'd Milkman go? Milkman's gone.
Do anything you want to do.
Well, we'll see if Milkman comes back. I don't know where he went off to, that crazy little monkey he. Anyway, if you want to reach us here tonight, you can. The instant messengers are up and running. Madhouse Radio, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, that's Madhouse Radio.
Madhouse Radio.
The Madhouse Radio. Hey, that was perfect, Milkman. You had like a little echo to that, bro. And also, if you're using MSN Messenger, you can reach me over at madhouse@live.com. Be sure to visit the home page where you can get a hold of me either way. Send in your prank requests using our easy-to-use, easy-to-fill-out, 100% free form. That's the request a prank button over at madhouselive.com. Hey, Milkman, that's going to kill me tonight, man. Yeah, dude, you get some strangulation over there, you know what I'm saying? I got problems with Winamp.
Yeah.
Winamp is really choppy, and I found out that there's currently a problem with Winamp and the newest version of... if you're running Winamp and the newest version of Firefox, it causes Winamp to be choppy. They're working on a fix on it right now. So you're going to hear a little bits and little choppiness there in the music. It's not your guys' end. It is on my end here. There's nothing I can do about it. I use Winamp. That's what we're...
So you're to blame.
No, Winamp is to blame. Whoever. Who runs Winamp?
There's something you can do about it, sir. You can use a Mac and not use Winamp.
No, I don't want to do that. my encoders use Winamp, you horse's ass.
Problem.
Who runs Winamp?
You can waste about $2,500.
Yeah, you can waste a lot of money on useless stuff.
Geeky nerd with the PC experience, just and all the knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, counting on your toes and fingers.
Yes, sir. Well, well, now that we're talking, let's go ahead and introduce you around the table, around the board. The senior member, the senior, and I mean that many ways other than just, you know, the fact that he's senior. He's the only senior citizen here on the show panel, as always, Milkman. What's up, Milkman? How you doing, bro?
Oh, Cortino. How you doing, my old buddy?
We're doing good.
87 years old tonight.
Happy birthday, Milkman. Milkman.
No, man, I had to swing the dog around the room there a little while ago, so he's just a little bit excited.
Milkman just got finished punting a dog across the room. Oh, man, dude.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. Of course, Tuck is here also. What's
you
up?
You know those little tiny, like, those little Nike Nerf balls? It's about that size, man.
Oh, jeez. That's nasty.
We all okay.
Big Tuck is here. The Tugster is in the house as well. What's up, Tug? How you doing?
Hey, hey, show
y'all gang. Show your titties, that's right.
Hey, I'll get on the syndicate room, show y'all gang.
Show us your titties, syndicators.
It's a bear,
that's right. If anybody's interested, I am monitoring the Olympics in the background here, if anything big happens. That kid Phelps, did he win again yet? I know he was going to be swimming again tonight. I see chicks swimming right now. I'll tell you, I'm not very interested in watching women swim.
Did you hear the latest? Did you hear the latest over there from the Olympics?
No, what's the latest?
They took the gold medals, and they analyzed the content of the gold medals, and it was 99.9% pure lead with gold-coated painting.
Oh,
made in China.
Made in China, exactly. I was about to say, if they're made in China.
And they're like going to be like, really surprised, you know, they're going to raise hell about it, you know. Come on, what do you expect?
What'd you expect out of Chinese men?
How many men was that?
Jesus Christ, of course, man. No kidding, dude, lead.
Lead. That's a lead. Literally.
Oh, man. What? That's crazy. Anyway, so that's that. Yeah, dude. You know what? I was just watching before the show here. You know what? I just got, for the first time, I watched badminton. Like, I've never seen a badminton game played. I know what it is, but that game is insanely...
That's
awesome. It's like tennis, but you can't bounce the ball. It stays in the air the whole time.
Right.
You got to keep hitting it back and forth.
You know who was an ace? You know who was an ace right here in the madhouse, right there, that badminton game?
Who?
Jen Stewart.
Oh,
Jen
that's
Stewart is
right.
An ace, man.
That game is insane. It's like...
Do you mean you played badminton in gym class?
No, I never played. I played football. I was exempt from gym. I was a football player, so I never had to take gym classes. I took in my high school. If you're a football player instead of PE and gym or whatever in high school, I just had to. We had a special football class, like football players class, where we hung out and watched TV, and then And then we do weightlifting.
We had the little nerdy boys and from in the lockers and.
No, nothing like that. We were cool. No, we weren't evil like that. But you know, we do weightlifting 3 times a week. You know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then.
Speak for you.
Yeah, and Tuesday and Thursday we do sprints. You know, we do our training stuff. Maybe you know, usually half the time we just hung out. We turn the TV on in the gym, just hang out. We do our sets and. Like 15 minutes, and then we had like you know the rest of the class was just hanging out. It was kind of fun, man. Good times. Man, I miss that, man. When the only thing you had to do was get up, you know, and go to school to play football, practice football, worry about football. High school was fun, man.
I'm looking right to make you swell up.
Yeah. Well. Hang on, I'm lighting a cigar here with one of these barbecue lighters.
Oh my God! I see that. It's like a blowtorch, man. Holy shit!
Check
out the stogie there, man. The Macarena stogie.
I can't find my lighter, man.
Hell yeah, man. Look at that. You can light that from under your desk. Look at the size of that plane, man. You're at a concert?
Yeah, right.
Welcome to the 98.6 The Mouth Concert.
No, dude, I remember Tuck. I told Tuck once to do a drawing, you know, like a painting or a drawing of me for the front page, where it was like, you know, that Rush Limbaugh picture of him where he's got the cigar in his hand and he's all like all pimped out, you know. I so want to do a version of that with like, but me instead, you know, holding the cigar all like, yeah, you know. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think we talked about that like a long time ago.
That was a long time ago, but fuck Rush Limbaugh. Anyway. So what's been going on in the news? The Olympics,
you never know.
I want to say I'm very excited, dude. Team USA, the Redeem Team. I'm a big basketball fan, and God damn it, if it wasn't great to watch the Dream Team, or the Redeem Team as they're calling them, kicking ass. Fucking Kobe though, man. I think he's sunk maybe like 3 3-pointers so far in the last 3 games, which is pretty weak. You got to be good, you know. Not that it matters anyway at this point. We're gonna blow them all out anyway. But
it's off season, man. This ain't NBA time. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of Maria's lines, man.
But it's good, man. I'm happy because
probably how he's seeing it.
My homeboy, as I like to call him, Dwight Howard. I'm an Orlando Magic fan. I've been following the Orlando Magic franchise since the first season. I live in Orlando, of course, and I'm excited to see him playing. And LeBron James is just, like, awesome, man, in Olympic basketball. It's been a great time watching those boys play. And they'll be playing Spain tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So if you get a chance, why don't you go ahead and install Microsoft Silverlight and watch it on your home computer, or, you know, with no commentary, or watch it, of course, on NBC HD. That's where I like to watch it on, man. Yeah, and I've been watching badminton. I've been watching women's beach volleyball a lot. God, what else have I been watching? It's hard. I try to watch the boxing, and it's been really boring boxing this year. Last time, the boxing was pretty good. The Olympic boxing this year has kind of really sucked, you know. And I've been watching it in HD.
I haven't seen any boxing at all this year.
The synchronized swimming is the best, usually, though, in the whole Olympics. I haven't seen that.
I've been watching
a lot of Michael Phelps stuff.
Yeah,
what I've been catching.
Michael Phelps, I believe he's getting ready to go now. I'm watching here. I got the live feed in the Satellite Center. They're introducing us to Australia. They always have the yellow caps. I don't know. I'll let you know if he goes and see how he does. We'll see that. Anyway, we are listening in the background. I don't know if you noticed, but of course, this is the Isaac Hayes, who just he passed away this weekend, man. This last weekend.
Man. Stop.
Yeah.
No more shots.
Memphis, Tennessee's own Isaac Hayes.
Very sad, man. Very good musician, you know. Very talented individual, and he was funny as Chef.
Man, Chef Rock.
Yeah, man. Chuck. I mean, I
just 2 blocks from where I live in Memphis.
Oh, that really? Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, man. Good music, though. I love Isaac Hayes, man. Nice, long songs, you know, good background music. When we first started the show, Milkman, I don't know if you remember, I used to play a lot of Isaac Hayes in the background. Songs
yeah,
like this,
remember,
you know.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Very good musician. So I'm going to be playing this in the background here for the first few of the show, just so everybody can enjoy some Isaac Hayes. So rest in peace, Isaac Hayes. What did he die of? I'm guessing
rest
a heart attack?
Rest in peace, yeah.
Wait, any idea what happened? All I know is that what happened, he died next to his treadmill.
Yeah.
Had he never been on his treadmill,
that's what
he would have been.
When you get treadmill life with it, that addiction, that workout addiction, man, that's what we're going to get you.
I'm going to burn the shirt into my treadmill.
10 years, yeah. Everyone can look at back that and laugh how silly it is.
That Scientology did shit for him, did it? Yeah, hey, I see Nunu's paying attention.
He had a Scientology funeral.
Hey, real quick, Nunu, if Douche is going to sit there being a douche, just change the room to voice only. and just voice everybody except for him. So until I'm going to shut up, all right? Dude, I'm busy right now, but I'm sure you know how to do it. Just do it already. He can sit there, but stop being stupid, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn the fucking... I forgot how to do it.
Kicking him out every fucking...
Milkman, you know how to also. I think you might have done it already. Just put everybody plus me.
He's keeping him in line.
Yeah, just plus...
Nunu's keeping him in line right now. All right,
man.
I signed Nunu to babysitting tonight. He's a good job for it.
All right.
We like to take care of these wankers.
Well, we did have another loss, of course. Another talented African American, one of my favorite comedians. Not my favorite comedian, one of my favorite comedians. Bernie Mac passed away. Over the weekend. Also, very very sad. That was a surprise for me. Yeah, the Bernie Mac show was great. I really like Bernie Mac.
Yeah, that was like out of the blue.
Yeah, well, Kings of Comedy, of course. I saw that in a movie theater. One of the best experiences I had in a movie theater. I went to the Black Theater here in Orlando. You know where Black people like to go to. Nothing wrong with that. But they can ruin a movie. But man, there was nothing like watching Kings of Comedy when it first came out in the movie theater in the Black Theater. Oh, there were people up and down, running up and down. Yeah, rubbing up and down the stands. And, not the stands, but up and down the theater. Standing up, cracking up, man. It felt like I was there live, And I think Bernie Mac stole that show, the Kings of Comedy movie. So, let me go ahead and play this. This is one of my favorite. Bernie Mac, he had this talent, the way he talked, He just had that delivery that was perfect, and it's funny, he had this thing where he would make this thing where he would snap, Like, he would, go nuts, and the first time I remember seeing Bernie Mac was in a movie, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, and he plays a cop, and he plays the racist cop, and we actually, let me play that now, as a matter of fact, in 2006... I did make a promo for that, and I should have set it up for tonight, but I forgot to. But we used to play this coming out of breaks. This is Bernie Mac. This is one of my favorite Bernie Mac pieces right here. This is is Bernie Mac acting racist. It's really funny. Hang on, let's listen to that real quick.
You look so tough now, little nigga. Hate you, black bastard. Hate you, black skin. Hate your black pants. I hate black pepper. I hate black keys on a piano. Hate my gums, cause they black. I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips. Hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. Most of all, I hate that black ass Wesley Snipes.
Madhouse Radio is back.
Yeah, we used to play that a lot. We haven't played that in about at least a year, if not more. Maybe 2 years since we played that.
More than a year, dude.
That's yeah.
Closer to 2 years.
Kind of old, yeah.
Yeah, that was an older promo.
Festival Bay? Wow.
Festival Bay? No, I didn't see that in Festival Bay. Festival Bay's a nice theater. I saw that one. You know
is
what's
big? Is Gangrene echoing, or is that just me hearing that?
I think it's just you hearing that. But honestly, the movie theater at Universal Studios has turned into the Black Theater, which is kind of weird because it's you would think it'd be like the touristy theater, but it's actually the Black Theater now. A lot of blacks go there. Anyway, more Bernie Mac here. This is my favorite piece out of his out of the Kings of Comedy. Here it is. Good stuff. Listen to this. About 4 minutes long. We'll be right back. We're gonna move along and start doing some prank calls and move on with the show.
But I'm tired. My body weary. I can't. I'm sick of sex. Why every time I come, I'm sick of fucking. No, I don't know about you. I ain't gonna bullshit. I can't do it like I used to. I used to be good. I ain't good like that no more. My shit is quick, fast. My wife gonna tell me, I'm gonna get a young man. Go get the motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Go get him. And I'll watch. That's why I watch. You ain't gonna kill me, man. It don't take all night to fuck all night. 45 minutes. What the fuck for 45 minutes? What the fuck am I trying to prove here? It don't take no all night to get no orgasm. 3 minutes. That's all I'm giving you. That's all the fuck I got. Oh, I don't care about you talking about me. Bernie Mac can't fuck. I don't give a fuck. Shit, but I got mine. You better get yours. If you don't bust a nut when I get mine, you fresh out of fucking luck with me. talk about me all the fuck you want. But I'm telling you like it is. 3 minutes. That's a heavyweight one round bout. And people done got knocked out in the first goddamn round. You laying there, I'm pumping my ass out. Stop all that hollering, busting nuts so we can go to sleep. Fuck you hollering, ho. No, you know I ain't bullshitting. You know I ain't bullshitting. I'm tired. I'm 42 years old. Talking about coochie. Fuck coochie. All sex. I'm sick of all that shit. Come on, do something special. Bust your motherfucking head, that's what the fuck I do. Put your mouth on me. For what, you nasty son of my bitch? You ain't gonna put your mouth on me. I asked you to put your mouth on me. You get a goddamn attitude. If I want oral sex, I gotta give clues. I gotta give hints. Come here, put your head right here for a minute, you know. Then here come attitude. What you trying to say? I know you ain't asked me to suck your dick, is you? You better get your mama to suck your dick. Selfish son of my bitch. I like it too. Then when they do it, they try to do the shit wrong so you can tell them to stop. And when they finally do it, they play they don't know what they're doing. Real fucked up. So you can say, oh, that's all right. I don't say that's all right. No. I let them keep going because they got to learn. They got to learn. That's what I got to learn. Then it's funny. It's funny. Because when they do it, you know, we all grown here. You ever see when you do get special attention? I had a woman one time, long time ago. She was giving me special attention, but she was looking dead at me, you know. What the fuck are you looking at me for? You know, I don't know what to say to her. What the fuck are you talking? What you doing, a good job? Keep up the good work. You know that, right? It's true. See, I say once again what you scared to say. When I talked about the kids, you know, it ain't no bad thing. Though sometimes you want to say, you ugly son of a bitch. But it's not right. It's not appropriate to say, you stupid motherfucker, you. Then little kids, you be saying when your relatives, your niece and nephew come over, you be like, my sister ain't doing a goddamn thing with this kid. See, that's why I'm opening up a daycare center. When I retire from comedy, I'm opening up to prove to you that I'm trustworthy. I will fuck your kid up. You ain't got to fill out no application. The first 3 months free. You don't need no hidden videos around the house to see what the fuck is going on. Because when you come to pick your kid up, I'm going to look you in the eye and tell you what the fuck is going on. When you come to pick your kid up and he got a knot on the corner of his head, you say, what happened to my son? I'm going to tell you, I took a hammer and slapped the fuck out of him. Jumping on my goddamn couch. Sit your punk ass down.
All right, well, that's Bernie Mac. And, of course, as we mentioned, what's-his-face, the other black dude. Isaac Hayes, rest in peace, gentlemen.
Yeah, man. Chapel Mission.
There we go. All right, folks, let's move on. I want to say what's up. You know, I haven't mentioned yet, of course, our brothers and sisters over at syndicateradio.tv are checking in tonight as well. Big what's up to you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Everybody over there, of course, you want to listen over here on The Mouth.
Zolar, Dino and the gang.
98.6.
The Mouth. Yeah, buddy. Let's get moving. Let's do some prank
all
calls.
All the Mouth friends.
Let's do what we came here to do.
Time to get resuscitated.
That's right. Lonesome Loser, the man himself, he's checking in tonight. What's up, my brother? Good to see you here, man.
Yeah. hardest working numbers hitman in the business.
That's right.
Business.
Sending in numbers for Taboo Adult Video and Magazine, Apollo Burgers, Chunky Burgers, Bubba Burgers, Teddy's Bigger Burgers, Breakwater Seafoods and Chowder, Chowdell, Ivan's Seafood Bar,
Breakwind.
Yes, sir, and the Ho Ho Seafood Restaurant, all checking in here, ready to be pranked. Got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right. Milkman, why don't you go ahead and give out the toll-free line here so everyone can make a note of it if they don't see it down here or up here. Where's it come up? Around down here somewhere.
Just grab the time because we got the dime in this dial. That's 888-278-8509. That's right. Drop the time because we got the dime.
That's right.
Join in the show and have some fun.
Triple 888-278-8509. Now, we got a request. Omega Mark wants us to call the porn store. Well, what the fuck? I guess I will. Is there a porn store? Yes. Taboo Adult Video and Magazine.
Porn stores everywhere, sir.
Hey, man. You guys, you know, only the hits here for you guys. We'll do it. Let's keep playing some Isaac Hayes in the background here while we do that. Just a moment, folks. First prank of the night coming right up. Thank you for listening.
I'm not going to complain about that.
No reason to.
Have a video. How can I help you?
Hey, is this the adult? You know, like adult stuff there.
Yep.
Okay, good. Cause I called earlier. I had like the wrong number. It was like you know one of those video rental places, but you know not the. You guys have more than video. You guys have like the toys and stuff like that.
Yes.
Do you have realistic penises?
Yep, we have some molded after porn stars.
No, but there's this one that I saw once that had like the hair and everything on it. It's very.
No, we don't have anything like that.
Is there one maybe flesh colored or something? Because I'm trying to play a joke on my mother. And like what I want.
There's flesh colored ones. They're all pretty hard. They're not like soft though. They're all going to be harder.
Do you have the molding stuff there?
Yeah, we have molding supplies.
Who do you have mold? Do you have a mold of like Peter North?
No.
Who do you have molds of?
They're all primarily gay porn stars.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm just honestly what I want to do. I'll pull my zipper down, and I'm gonna have it like sticking out, right?
Uh-huh.
Basically, and then I'm gonna go up to my mother and say, "Hey, you know, like, I'm gonna maybe come on her a little bit, and she'll think, you know, maybe it's an erect thing, but I have a suspicion that she's kind of attracted to me, because when I was like 2 years old, she used to bathe me, and she used to like touch me down there. I remember." And she'd, like, take the water and she'd drip it on top of it, and she'd sing this...
Well, we have lots of different ones. We even have a flesh-colored cyber skin one, which is kind of realistic. The best thing I can tell you is to come in and look around, though.
Well, can we maybe compare them together? I mean, do you have any, like, samples there? Like, maybe I can put them together?
I can open the box up and you can look at it, but you cannot bring your penis out in the store.
I wasn't planning on bringing my penis out, sir. I mean, that's a little excessive, don't you think? That's the route I'm going for? I mean, that's not the route I'm going for, my good man.
I honestly, at this point, don't know what you're going for.
What would you suggest? Would you go for girth or length? For, like,
That is completely up to you.
I
don't have an opinion about it.
Well, what would your mother prefer?
All right, best thing I can tell you is to come in and look around. I have a guest here. I have to go. Bye.
You have a gay guest? He's a gay guest. Let's call back and talk about the guest. That was a stupid prank call. It's fucking gay.
Hi.
Oh, shut up, Milkman. I'm in a bad mood now because I did a bad
prank call. I hate to do bad prank calls.
Hi.
It's going to be a crappy show, right? I always start off saying it's a crappy show ever. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the crappy show. Just a moment. Let's play another song here.
Oh man, I got stories to talk about this whole car accident I got into. Fuck.
Oh yeah.
Still not fixed. The woman's getting an attorney now. You tell me how You tell me how it's possible when the accident is deemed your fault 100% by the officer who shows up on scene, and she's getting an attorney involved for some reason. That makes no sense to me.
And yeah.
Is she turning left?
She was turning right. She turned right into the front of me. She turned right in front of me, dude. Like, literally, I was turning left. I explained this last week. I was turning into the Walmart Plaza, right, to go to the pharmacy. I'm in a left-hand turning lane. She's turning right to leave the Walmart Plaza and runs right into me as I'm stopped sitting there at a light waiting for a green light to go. Totally her fault. Yeah, she's totally at fault. Completely her fault, and there's no argument about it. It's on the police report and everything. And then she's getting an attorney. I don't know why she's getting an attorney. She wasn't hurt. All it's doing is tying up the whole process. And meanwhile, I got to drive around in my fucked up car. Just pissed. Hey, I did want to mention here. I did buy. Anybody who's looking here, I went to Bed Bath and Beyond of all places. I found a voice changer in Bed Bath and Beyond that's shaped like a bullhorn. It's very interesting.
It's cool.
So I got, like, it's weird because it has, like, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 settings on the side of it, and I can't figure them out. Like, I know if I turn on...
Oh, that's what you were using
earlier. If I turn on A and B...
I sound like this. I sound like dirty light.
No, I sound like that. I sound low. I know that one, and in this one I sound really low.
Yeah.
I sound like this is stunning.
See? It doesn't sound realistic enough, though, but I thought it'd be funny, and then...
Awesome.
That one's stupid. That one's just annoying.
Good for what you do here.
Yeah.
See? And...
But good for what you do here, though.
Yeah, well, for this. I should do a prank call while I just talk into this right here the whole time. Let me call that guy back at the,
Why am I talking into that? Let me call that guy back. Hang on. Let's try to call that guy back.
I don't know. It's your show.
It'll sound like that when Wanda Sykes call.
Yeah, maybe. We're going to move the show along here. We're starting to drag a little bit. We got 99 viewers on Syndicate. We got another 22 on Justin.TV.
Yeah, Spider comes back. Guys, Spider in the chat room is an old friend of mine. We reconnected just recently, and he's listening for the first time.
Sweet.
He was in chat earlier. Hopefully, he's still listening, and hopefully.
Awesome.
I don't know. Maybe if he likes enough, maybe call in or something. Say, right. Hey, what's going on? I don't know.
See a lot of people checking in. Czar. Our medical director, Czar's here. Kokanee's around, too. Our news director. Hollywood Banya's in the house as well. Carlito says, I sound like a southerner with that on. Well, I am a southerner, you know.
Yeah, well. Southerner, what you gonna do about it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Please enter your destination number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
And then yesterday, I had a meeting. There's a local, let me do this first. There's a local company here that does local podcasting and local radio, the internet radio shows and stuff like that. They found the site, they found the show, and they're interested in getting us hosted on their station as well. I'm going to be
interviewing.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Are you there?
Yep.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I gave that thing a try that you suggested to me, that flesh-colored fake penis thing.
Yeah.
The cyber one.
Yeah.
I inserted it in about 2/3 of the way into my anus. Yeah, that's not going to work.
This is so unbelievable.
Yeah.
It
sounded good just to do it through that microphone.
I don't have a premise for that. I don't know what to talk to that guy. Let's call a burger place.
I think it's too distorted going through the phone receiver.
Oh, man.
It probably sounds like 10 times worse. You remember the phone, you know what I'm saying?
You remember the prank call that Rec Lude did where he's Mr. White Devil?
This is the White Devil.
Yeah.
That one, yeah. Let me see if I got that one. That one's pretty funny. That guy, we call the Nation of Islam. Let's see, White I think I got that.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
like, this is the White Devil. And I was like, okay, yeah, the White Devil, right. Okay, hang on, let's play that. What? I'm going to call a burger place next. Hang on, folks.
Man, salam alaikum, my brother.
Walaikum.
What's up, man? I want to join y'all. What I got to do?
Well, now...
What I got to do, man? I got my beret, man. I got my beans.
Hey, you need to get over
I'm
here.
Ready.
Get over here, like, quick. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that black power, man.
You know
I'm
what I'm
marching.
Saying? Black
marching.
Marching. Oh, man, come on.
Shit, man, I want to get in one of them stomp lines.
Hey, stomp the yard. Stomp the yard.
Yeah, what's up, man? Tell me some. So tell me some. Preach on me.
Preach on you? Well, now.
Yeah.
We, as a people, you know, first I need you to start with, you know, repeat after
me.
Say, I am somebody.
Hi, somebody. How can I help you?
Hey, is this the burger machine?
This is Teddy's Bigger Burgers.
Yeah, you guys do burgers, right?
Yes, sir.
What would you rate your quality of your patties there? Like fat content, would you put them on a 5 or a 3? On a scale of from 3 to 12, what would you rate it?
What would I rate what?
The fatness
of it?
Yeah, how fat is it?
I really wouldn't know how to answer that.
Maybe because you're a woman.
Like
maybe because you're a woman, right? Maybe.
No, yeah, it's because, you know, women tend to have smaller mouths, so.
No, it gets smart with the mouth, you get in trouble with me, too. Yeah, you understand.
I would rate it a 7 or a 9.
What's your ethnicity? Is that... Well, yeah, but 9 is a bad number, though, because the 3 is the best one. So, you must... I'm with the newspaper. I'm with the Honolulu newspaper. So, right now, I'm writing a bad review here. And what was your name again?
My name is Alexandria.
Your name is Alexandria. And according to this, that you admit that you have a lot of fat in your burgers, huh?
Well, I thought you meant, like, fat as in thickness of the burgers.
No, I meant, like, fat, like, you know, fat.
Like, well, it's a ground pork patty, and then it's on a grill, so, I mean, I don't... I think it would be that much. I really don't know how to answer your question. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question. As a woman, if I were to show up, if you had never met me before, and I had a fake dong in my pants, and I came up to you, but it wasn't real, would you be offended? I mean, how would that affect you psychologically?
I don't know if this is Teddy's related, so I'm gonna have to kind of end our conversation.
Don't
now.
Please don't end
only
it.
Don't. Only because I have things to do. I'm sorry.
I play golf with Teddy. I play golf with Teddy.
And you're asking me these kinds of questions, sir?
Well, because I'm kind of attracted to you. I came in twice before, and the other time you gave me like the kind of little bit of a look. This is how I'm very shy. I don't know how to come across to women. I know I made a bad comment about women, but are you dating anybody?
Yes, I am, sir.
You are? Would you be interested in maybe having a picnic with me?
One moment, please.
Okay. She's thinking about it, guys.
This is the general manager.
Hey, general manager. How you doing?
Hello?
Is this general manager?
Yes.
Hey, this is General Force.
Yes,
how are you doing? Hey, good. Look, I was wondering if, you know, maybe the lady would be interested in a picnic lunch with me. I guess not. Let me call back, speak to general manager again. I'm gonna threaten him with a bad review on
What's a good restaurant review site?
Use the microphone on him too. Use the microphone on him.
Yeah, we'll see about that. What was her name? I couldn't understand her namesake. Not so for namesake. This is Helen. What the fuck that was?
Lost me bad. Sounds about right.
This is Helen.
To listen to your recorded
call. I am somebody. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what somebody.
I am somebody. I know. I feel you. I am somebody. You know what I'm saying? I always felt that.
You know what I'm saying? I've been telling everybody that last week.
Oh, yes, sir, my friend.
Hey, Lucky, if you cannot speak, can I help you?
If she doesn't go on a picnic lunch with me, I'm going to give you a bad review in the newspaper.
Well, you are, sir.
Yeah, I am.
You know I have, you know I have caller ID. I will call you back and call the cops about it.
I'm blocking my number. You can't call me back.
Okay.
What's my number if you're so smart?
You want to be smart? You can come down here and talk to me about it if you want to.
I'm going to go down. I'm going to push you in the shoulders, you know, I'm gonna, you know, right in the shoulders. I'm going to push you. And then my friend Milkman, he's going to kneel down, like, you know, on all fours behind you. And you're going to fall over, and everyone's going to go, ha, 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 ha. Just like that. Hello? Just like that.
I think we lost a patient. I don't know what the fuck that was about. All right, then.
That was a good kick in there with a laugh.
Yeah, all right, let's play some more Reclude, Mr. White Devil.
All right, what's step number two?
Oh, step number two. Oh, wow. All right, it's pretty late here.
Okay, and, well, hold on a second, man. I got somebody who wants to talk to you real quick.
All right, I'm in. They're on their way here.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
This is the White Devil. This is the White Devil. We are going to take all your money. We are going to enslave you with money.
Oh, wow.
Money and gold. We like to sell you rings. We sell you people diamonds. And you buy our diamonds.
Okay. Well, wow. Very good. All right.
And
Lucky, can you come on? Speaking, help me help you.
I'm serious. I'm going to give you the bad rating unless that girl goes on a date with me.
Yummy.
Oh, look at that. You know what that means in Hawaiian.
It means licky like a loma hi, means I love you, whatever.
Motherfucking humble, humble, humble. That's like a blowjob, isn't it?
Seeds. We are genetic engineers.
Alrighty then.
Wait a minute. Did Reclude say we're genetic engineers? We created watermelons with no seeds?
Somebody. I am step number two. Oh, wow. All right.
We are going to take all your money. We are going to enslave you with money.
Oh, wow.
Money and gold. We like to sell you rings. We sell you people diamonds. And you buy our diamonds.
Okay. Well,
we own KFC.
Wow. Very good. All right.
And we like melons with our seeds. We are genetic engineers.
All righty then.
We buy stock in FUBU.
All righty then. Wow.
Farrakhan is a bastard. Farrakhan is a devil. He works for the white man. He is just leading you astray.
Okie dokie now.
Now, breaking news. Someone's about to get a world record, looks like, over here. Is it Phelps again? Who's going? I'm watching.
Bubba.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Hello, Bubba. Hi.
Hey, who is this? Is this Miss Bubba?
This is Kate.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good.
Are you into picnics?
Not really.
Well, do you guys, like, think you could cater to, like, a picnic?
We don't do catering, but you can call in orders and you can come pick it up and we make it to go.
Well, I would like to make, like, an order for a guy like me and a girl like you to go out to a park and have a nice picnic hamburger lunch together. Would you be, are you dating a woman or a man right now?
Yeah.
A woman? That's okay. We don't have to tell her. Would you be...
No.
I won't tell anybody.
I have a boyfriend, but thanks anyway.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If you don't do this, then I'm going to give the restaurant a bad review in the newspaper. So it's kind of like a blackmail.
Since I won't go on a... Since I won't go on a date with you to give the restaurant a bad review.
You kind of have to, because I want to go... I don't give up. I pursue the woman.
I'm only 16 years old.
Ew, really?
Yeah, I'm only 16.
You're fucking lying. What year were you born?
I was born in 1992.
Damn it, man. If I was only, like... How old am I? I don't know. You suck, man.
I have to go cook, but thanks anyway.
Are there any old ladies there? Like, any, like, 40-year-olds or something?
No.
What about, like, how...
They're all under 18.
This got to be, like, an overseer. Are there any guys over there who are older?
Yeah, but I got to go. Thank you, though.
Put me in touch with a man, please. You fucking bitch.
How's your money night?
Oh, fucking cunt. This fucking show sucks tonight, man. Breaking news here, of course. Another world record beaten. I would assume he got the gold medal if he got the world record, right? I don't know what he did.
He got the lead medal. What are you talking about?
The lead medal. That kid Phelps. he was in the water and he was moving and he said WR fire Phelps. Who cares? Fucking swimming, huh? Look at that guy.
I know Ted Phelps. Are they related?
I don't know. So good for us. Yay. Who's winning the medal race? I heard China was up ahead of us, right? All right, so it's the men 200...
Yeah, today they got that.
Yeah, but I think we're ahead of them now. 200-meter individual medley. What the fuck's what's an individual medley? To me, it's all the same thing that they do. You know, they're like the 200 medley. The 200 race.
I don't know.
The 200 sprint.
It's medals. It's, you know...
Medley is a combination of all the different strokes.
It doesn't matter what all the details are.
Each lap is a different stroke.
Yeah. If they had cannonballs, I'd win that bitch in a heartbeat. Oh, man. They should have cannonballs. That I could do.
Belly's not your contest.
And we like to say, we buy stock in FUBU. We are going to come and take all your assets.
Mister?
You know, I actually like your woman. I like their big asses hard. They need to straighten their hair.
Well, now, if you spoke a little clearer, I might be able to understand all that.
Let me clear the thunder out. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, can you understand me?
Loud and clear, Mr. White Devil it was.
Okay, well, here's what's going to happen. I am going to create a new drug. First, I created heroin. Next, crack cocaine. You know what my new drug is?
Is it rap music?
No, it's going to be a diamond you can snort.
A diamond you can what?
Diamond you can snort, or freebase.
Well,
by the way, I gave Richard Pryor his freebase.
Wow, what a bargain.
That's fucked up. Man, if there was a diamond that you could snort, black people would be all over that.
What?
Yes, and he ran down the street going, wow, is it?
What a...
Like anybody.
What a bargain. Man.
Yes, he loved it. Now, listen, I must bid you leave right now.
Yes, sir.
I am going to hang out with Colin Powell.
Pause here for a second.
Take the rest of his soul.
Hey, handle your business. And by the
way,
you're doing a great job.
All right, thank you very much. I'm very proud of my work.
Yes,
and the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to the white party with P. Diddy. You know why he has the white party? It's in honor of me.
Yes, very good. All righty then.
All right, well, you have a good sleep, and if you ever want to sell your soul to me, just call on White Devil. He'll be right down. We are three, and we are one.
Okie dokie, White
Devil. Goodbye, my son. Goodbye, my son.
I'm not your son, but hey.
Oh, Teeps are like a fruit loop.
This guy just hangs up on me now.
At the burger place, he won't even have it anymore. He's just like,
he said,
well,
after he made that weird kind of noise thing he did last. Anyway,
let's stick Jack Masterson on him.
Later, later. All right, let's call the Ho Ho Seafood Restaurant. Is that what we're calling next? The Ho Ho Seafood Restaurant. Yeah. Ooh, we got a bunch of seafood here. Breakwater Seafood and Chowder, huh? All right, cool. Let's call that.
Gangrene. That's funny. Evil Artie is what? The syndicate.
What?
The syndicate screensaver. Jesus Christ. Funny.
Okay, good, made funny.
He's the hero. He's their god. That's what they look up to.
Well, they should. About time those big people got some respect around here. Yeah. This motherfucker, fucking all you skinny people. We're gonna be the majority here. I think we are already, man. Fat people rule. Me, right, Milkman? Milkman's a big guy.
So he has a crutch. He's human. Well, he has a crush on women, right?
Yeah.
I like food.
Zora's been gaining weight lately, too, I heard. He's getting up there. He's got a tire.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because Harry yet, the hippie?
No. Zora should shave his head for charity. You know, there's a website. There's a website out there. I forgot what it's called, this guy.
He's just saying that if,
You can give it a cancer... Make wigs for cancer people?
No. This guy, he said if a certain amount of people shave their heads, he's going to go ahead and donate money to charity or something like that. I forgot what the site is exactly. Hello? I mean,
hello? Hello? It's still ringing.
Phone's all jacked up tonight, man. Anyway, yeah. Huh? There we go. Yeah, hey, guys, let's play a prank call from last week, because this week's calls are kind of weak sauce. Hey, if anybody wants to call in, though, you know, we're going to give it a break for a second here. You can call in 888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. I see
Let
a lot of...
Let Deuce call in so you can make him green or some shit.
Oh, God. I keep saying, if you want to make yourself green, you do it yourself. You just... It's in your own settings. You do that.
You get to go green. And there you are.
Yeah.
You got to wish it. You got to think it. You got to believe it.
Here's a call
You got to wish it. You got to believe it. You got to go out and do it.
Here's
and
a call.
Destroy all dream killers.
Here's a call from last week. Listen to this, folks.
Okay, Bob, can I help you?
Oh, you thought I wasn't going to call back, did you?
Oh, I figured you would.
Yeah, because I'm a man.
You know what? You may be a man, but you're a very disrespectful man.
I have a penis and two testicles.
Well, big fucking deal.
What do you got?
That was quick, actually. I thought that was a lot longer than that. That was pretty funny, man. I have a penis and two testicles. Well, hey, good. Sounds like Kindergarten Cop. This is another one from last week.
Poker Room, Al. How can I help you?
Boogaloo, hello there. Is this the Poker Room?
Yes.
Yeah, I seem to have a problem. I went down there.
Poker Room, this is Al. How can I help you?
Is this you?
Hey, man. What's going on, brother?
Not much.
Yeah.
It's Devin Johnson.
Where you been for the last 2 weeks, man?
I was sick last week, man, and I forgot what happened the week before. Oh, yeah, the week before. What happened the week before? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. You got a car accident or something?
No, that was you.
That was me. I got in a car. Yeah, dude, that lady. Come on, man. Can you believe that?
Well, we're still working on a lady hit us from behind.
Really?
And my wife was in, like, a bunch of pain.
Ooh.
And it really screwed her up. Anyway, the lady's insurance company... is refusing to pay. They're only going to pay for like $1,000 worth. You there?
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
And her medical bills is like over $5,000. So we had to get a lawyer involved. So.
Oh God, yeah. But this lady here, she's completely at fault. It's not like, you know. And I really should have said I got hurt. I should have said I hurt my back or something. I could have been an asshole and done that. But I said this last week. I did the right thing. You know what the right thing to do is be honest. Don't say that shit. I could have gotten some pain meds and some money out of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, it's not like I'm claiming injuries against her or suing her, but, I think she's just trying to
see. You broke my dick.
She's trying to see something. She broke my dick. She's just trying to see something will stick. You know what I mean? To get out of it, I guess.
I know exactly what you mean.
God, but come on, man. I need to get my car fixed. And I guess, I mean, I can go through my insurance, but it's going to be a $500 deductible. I know it's like, for most people, it's like, big deal, pay the $500, but that's, for me, that's a lot of money. I'm kind of broke right now, you know?
Did you ever get your tuition done?
Yeah, I had to borrow like $500 from my parents for that. I'm not about to ask them to lend me another $500 on top of that, yeah. I mean, I'm going to pay them back as soon as I get my financial aid. That's going to be like another month from now, but that, I mean, it's just it's a freaking nightmare, dude. This is all, it's not fair. It's not fair. When someone's at fault, you should do the right thing and not try to weasel your way out of it. She's some kind of law student or something. I think she's, I don't know where she thinks, I mean, even my adjuster's like, she, I don't know why this lady thinks she has a case, or why her attorney, excuse me, I'm burping a lot, why her attorney thinks she has a case. Whatever. Anyway.
Attorneys think they have a case for everything.
They do. They'll do anything. It's one of those, I looked up the attorney that she's retaining. It's one of those local guys in Orlando's like, you know, no fees.
Accident injury.
Yeah, accident injury.
It's your fault. Get you off.
Insurance denials, you know, we don't charge you unless we win, blah, 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 that kind of thing. So, ugh.
Bullcrap. Is she suing you or fighting the ticket?
I think she's fighting her insurance is what it is. She's not suing me because I didn't do shit. I was just sitting there. She can sue me all she wants. You know, I'm just sitting there. So I talked to my attorney already, actually. And my attorney suggested that we wait at least another week. And if she's still just sitting there not doing anything. Because she, basically what's going on, she's refusing to talk. You know, I gave my recorded statement to her insurance adjuster. That's done. And so her insurance adjuster's like, okay, I got to get her statement, and then we'll get your car fixed. So the adjuster calls her to get her statement, and she's refusing to talk. She will not talk at all. She's like, I have an attorney now. Talk to my attorney. So the adjuster keeps calling the attorney, and the attorney doesn't want to say anything. He hasn't reviewed the case, can't talk about it yet, blah, blah, blah. And here I'm sitting around driving a car, which is like all fucked up to hell. And to be honest, my car isn't in the best of condition as it is. I have to keep checking the oil at least once a week. I need to add oil to it. It does leak a little bit of oil. I can't open the hood because I know if I open the hood on the car, it's never going to close again. I have no choice. You know what I mean? It's like I don't have that option. So, yeah, basically, I mean, my car rental's covered and all that. Someone's asking about car rental. Yeah, my rental will be covered once I do, you know, get it in the shop. But this lady's refusing to give her statement, you know, to the insurance. So my attorney said, "Yeah, well, you know, I'll, you know, we'll, we can send a letter to her and to her attorney, you know, basically pressing them to go ahead and move forward, and then we can actually file a lawsuit against her." But he suggested that we wait until it becomes, you know, because really yesterday was a week since it happened. So they're suggesting, you know, wait a week, maybe two, and then go ahead and go for it. So. So, yeah, hopefully I don't have to get my attorney involved, but I've already started the process. You know, my attorney's got some details, and we're still waiting for the police report and all this stuff. So it's just a big nightmare. I just wish the lady just...
Get a police report after a week?
Yeah, well, I guess it's Florida Highway Patrol. They can take up to 2 to 3 weeks to get the police report out there. It's just insane. It's a fucking nightmare, dude. Hey, you want to call the poker room? We're just playing the call now. Funny black guy we talked to last week. I don't know if you're...
Sure.
You caught that.
I just got last week's podcast today.
Yeah, I couldn't send it out to anybody. I couldn't send it out to Milkman because I got it in pieces. I had my copy of it, and two other people had to send me the other two pieces, and I put them all together. And I just figured, well, at that point, let me just edit it and go from there, you know. So yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. This is the poker room, and they're in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right. I'm going to copy paste you the info, and perhaps you will have better luck. Is this a call? Would you like to call a casino?
Sure.
All right. Cool. All right. Well,
hey, you know what to complain about in a poker room, right?
What's that? Cheating? Someone else is talking here.
No, tell them the dealer did the flop and four cards came out, and you're not happy about them reshuffling and redealing, and you're pissed.
All right. So he said he's suggesting that we say that the dealer did the flop and. Like, what, an extra card came out or something like that? Is that what you mean? Like he messed up?
Four. The flop is three cards, so tell him four cards came out, and the dealer just put them in and reshuffled the deck and redid the whole flop.
Okay,
all
right.
Pissed.
So the dealer fucked up, dealt an extra card for the flop, you know, which is only supposed to be three. and had to reshuffle, and you're calling. That's a suggestion from Gangrene. Gangrene, you used to work at a casino, right, didn't you? I think you said that before in the past, right?
Yeah, I still poker on the weekend.
Oh, you do? That's cool. Awesome. He's retired. He's a poker player. All right, yeah. Oh, someone's throwing up a picture of one of those Chinese girls. Ooh, that was crazy.
Bang gong. They say you now.
Bang gong. All right, moving on.
Meow.
Here we go. The poker room, everybody. Hollywood Vanja. Vanya, whatever.
And had a pretty large sum of money. And it seems to have been stolen. And I don't know how you guys have, like, access to security cameras or...
In the poker room?
Yes, in the poker room, sir.
My God. Hang on just a minute. Let me get you someone in a suit.
Oh, Lord, baby Jesus. Okay.
Just a minute.
Oh, shit.
There, Hollywood.
Oh, Lord.
My Hollywood poker room, Larry, sir.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, this is Planet Hollywood. Hi.
Yeah, I need to speak to the manager, please.
He's gone for the day. I am now the shift manager.
Wonderful. That's what I need to talk to then. I was there just recently, and I was playing a card game up there, and what happened was the dealer was supposed to deal the three cards. Had he dealt the three cards that were supposed to be dealt and not flopped it and dealt the fourth one, I would have won about $375.
Okay, the dealer flopped four cards is what you're telling me.
Right, that's what happened.
Okay, now, what happens in those cases is we have to shuffle back up those four cards because we don't know for sure.
Because what happened, though, I would have won the $375. Now,
if
I
those
very
weren't back the three cards, yes, okay.
Right. So what happened? Can I need to come there and get the $375, or you guys can write me a check, or how do we fix this?
It doesn't get fixed. It is an error by the dealer. Who they do make mistakes. They are human.
Okay.
If they make an error... I'm sorry?
Well, will he just give me the $375 then? Can I just come get it out of his check?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It does
okay.
not work that way.
How are we going to fix this then?
Well, I apologize this happened to you, but there's nothing I can do about it.
What's your name?
My name is Larry Stevens. I am the shift manager.
Larry Stevens, you're the shift manager. Larry...
Larry Stevens with a PH. Stevens with a PH.
Stevens. Okay. So here's the thing. All right, here's the deal. I want to come get my $375 either way. How are we going to do this? Can you just directly put it in my account, or do I need to give you, like, my bank account number, or how are we going to fix it?
You're not understanding what I'm telling you. You're not going to get your
$300,
sir.
Mr. Stevens? Mr.
Yes.
Stephens,
this is my lawyer on the line right now.
This is I'm Ralph Littlejohn. I'm the attorney.
Ralph, let me explain this to you.
Well, first of all, who's this Al here who was there who roughed him up? Apparently, might have made the mistake. Who's this Al person?
I can't tell him that yet.
Okay, first of all, let me just got a you have a pen and a piece of paper handy.
No, I do not. We are paperless here.
All right. Would you mind getting
killing trees?
All right, go ahead. I'm
hearing two of you at once here.
Well, this is attorney-client privilege, and I'm allowed to be on the phone at the same time.
Okay. All right. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. If you can get a paper and a piece of paper and a pen, I am going to give you my boss, and you will speak to him about it.
Well, I think we're going to come down, and either you can write this check out for $375, and we'll call it even instead of having to go forward for the punitive damages.
Okay, all right. Spell your name for me, please, Ralph.
Ralph Littlejohn, sir. Littlejohn.
Thank
you. That's the last
name. And who is the other gentleman on the other line?
No, hang on, sir.
Here?
We need access to your video security camera tapes.
You will not get access to surveillance.
You can make copies for us. Well, according to this papers that I
okay,
have here.
Okay, let me explain something to you. I'm trying to run a shift right now. I'm going to give you my...
How dare you use the S word to me on the phone? How dare you say the S word? You said the S word, sir. There he is saying it again, sir.
S-H-I-F-T.
I know what that word means, sir. It means excrement feces. I know exactly what the word means.
No, you left the letter F out.
I have you on tape.
I am a shift manager.
S-H-I-T shit, you said. You heard that.
Goodbye.
I heard it.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to you.
But he's an idiot. You don't reshuffle.
Well,
that's what pisses people off. You have to burn the fourth card.
Yeah, you got to burn the fourth card, really, and not shuffle it? I don't know. I think it depends on where you're at.
It's the burn card. The fourth card is the burn card.
So what's the difference?
I'll carry a lighter around with me so I can't burn it.
Well, when you bury a card, that's when you get rid of the first one that comes out, right? And you burn it, that's when you get rid of the...
You burn a card, then you do the flop. So the fourth card is the next burn card before the turn comes.
The next turn would have come. I see. So basically that card would...
So everybody's just getting to see the turn card, the burn card for free.
Yeah, the burn card wouldn't be...
So you just burn it and flip the next card.
It wouldn't be played regardless, right? That fourth card. Because it always gets burned, is what you're saying.
No, it would have been the burn card.
That's bullshit, man. That's how they get you, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's how a bunch of dumbass motherfuckers that don't know how to run a casino do.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not ignoring Hollywood. He's
Gangrene's
explaining a little bit. Oh, look, the gymnastic girls are coming out. How old is that girl? She's 16. Damn it, I better not say anything.
Oh, she's the one from Iowa.
She's the one with the chunky legs. Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin knows her.
And the thighs. Look at that. Yeah. All right. Good. She'll be 2 years left.
Yeah, show
your
titties.
Tuck. No, that's a... Tuck saying show your titties to a 16-year-old girl. What's wrong with you, man?
They don't have it. I was a gymnast for 6 years.
Yeah, the other girl, the girl in pink, is 19. Now, there we go. Look at that grass on the field, man.
She has some. I was surprised.
Is Tuck jerking off for the Olympics?
Gymnast.
You know, I did... You know, I'll be honest with you. Saturday, I did pull one to the beach volleyball. Girls, no lie. I'm sorry, I gotta admit it, I did, man. I had to squeeze one out. I was a little frustrated. I was home by myself.
Is that what you said when you
the
said
the dad's asking for pain to
pulled
that's what Olympics are for.
Yeah. That's what Olympics are for. Guys at home jerking off thousands of miles away. Yeah, that's exactly what they're for. Yeah, to the badminton girls, that's what it is.
Every 4 years.
Yeah, Lonesome Loser, you're around, man. Send some more numbers, bro. We're running low. That was a number from last week. That guy's funny, though. I like that guy.
Did he answer last week?
Yeah, he did, man.
He's still
he sounds there. Like a guy from, like, New York or something.
Yeah, he's all types of ass, that guy. He told me the same thing last week. You will not get access to my video room, man. You will not get access to this security room. Blah, blah, blah. All right, anyway.
That's true. You can't.
I know you can't.
Not even with a court order.
Like you and I
really?
Are going to remake RoboCop.
Oh, my God, yeah. And yes, I am calling for the RoboCop remake. It is time to restart. If Batman is back, if the Transformers are out there, you know, if they're bringing back Tron, the sequel to Tron and all this shit, there should definitely be a sequel for RoboCop 3 or RoboCop Resurrected or RoboCop Reloaded, whatever you want to call it, the time is now for an updated modern version of RoboCop. I think it would be awesome, dude. I mean, come on. Who played
like
a good
total revamp of RoboCop?
Who played a good RoboCop? Like The Rock, I think, maybe?
Arnold
is the RoboCop. Yeah, and you know another movie, man, that should come out, man. Where's the A-Team movie? That will be awesome too. An A-Team movie.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before on the show.
Where is the A-Team movie?
Yeah, they've talked about that for years, for about 2 years.
I'd like
now.
To see.
Hey, they're making
an A-Team revamp on Tropic Thunder.
It's not going to have, like, Ruin Ken in it or Guile.
They're going to make another Street Fighter? Because that first one sucked with Raul Julia, man. It was like a... Oh, man, that movie sucked. Yeah, oof.
But this one's got a... You remember the girl, the cute girl from Smallville?
Yeah.
She plays Chun-Li in this one.
Really?
Yeah, StreetFighterMovie.net.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool.
They have a blog there.
Yeah, the animated one that came out in the 90s when I was in high school, that was pretty cool. I remember the animated Street Fighter movie was good, but that other
I'd
one...
I'd like to see...
Sucked.
A-Team revamp a la Tropic Thunder
the Van Damme.
Style.
Yeah, and that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, I'm looking...
You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm going to go see Tropic Thunder on Saturday morning, afternoon.
You haven't seen it, huh? Yeah, no,
I've been since I saw that first trailer, like, back in April, I was like, oh, man, that's going to be... Because I'm a Vietnam movie fan. I'm a war movie Vietnam movie fan, and that looks good, so, yeah. Anyway, another prank call let's do here. Let's try the... I have a seafood restaurant here we can do. It's called Ho-Ho's. That's in Seattle.
Okay.
I got a seafood bar also, if you want that instead. Hang Yeah, let's do the Ho-Ho Seafood. Yeah,
let's do that one.
We'll do Ho-Ho Seafood Restaurant. I'll send you the details here. There you go. Coming right up, everybody. Don't go anywhere, folks. Keep listening. Thank you.
Hello, Ho-Ho Restaurant. Can you?
Yeah, man. This is Ho-Ho's, man, right?
Hello?
This is Ho-Ho's.
Yeah.
All right. I love Ho-Ho's. What is the deal? How do you put seafood in them? Do you just take the little white part in the middle out and put seafood in it? Can I place an order to go, or do you deliver?
No, to go, not deliver.
Okay. Is this, how fast? I don't know if I can drive as high as I am. Can you meet me halfway?
Jesus, okay, click. Oh, man. I'm watching gymnastics. Shame on me. Alrighty, well, let's continue here.
To place a call, press 1.
Hello, Ho-Ho Restaurant. May I have you?
Hello, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? I'd like to make an order, please, for pickup.
Okay, what do you like?
I like seafood and a little bit of a balsamic citrus reduction. Preferably some type of, not sushi per se, but do you have any salmon there or anything with avocado in it?
I don't know if you, what can you lie? I just take your order.
What the fuck is come you lie? What the fuck is that? Hello?
You like the fish or shrimp or crab?
Crab, yeah. I like crabs, yes. I would like a crab.
Crab?
Crab, yes.
Crab with bean sauce.
Do you have a Midol?
Yeah.
Okay, take one of those and,
Crab with black bean sauce.
Oh, black bean?
Hello?
You got black bean sauce coming out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's not good. You should get that checked out. Because a lot of times...
Anything else?
If it's coming out black, that means that the blood is coagulating up in the vagina, like around the ovary part.
Okay.
You might want to get that checked out. Maybe
anything else? Anything else?
Would you like me to give you a pap smear with my tongue?
No.
Right. All right, well, whatever that was. Okay. There we go. Moving right along. What else have we got to do here? We're out of numbers. Here we go. We got some more numbers from Lonesome Loser. Oh, I like
all
that
right.
guy. We got the...
To place a call, press 1.
This is in Compton, California. A Mexican guy answered at Louisiana Fried Chicken. Not fried. Fry. F-R-Y. Yo, Louisiana Fried Chicken. All right. For everybody, again, that's Louisiana Fried Chicken in Compton, California. Compton, surrounded Compton. Do I got any music from Compton? Let's see what I got here. Milkman, any requests Compton music? I don't have Straight Outta Compton. Are you kidding? Ooh.
Yeah, play some Six Pack. Play Six Pack. Yeah, I was living right over next door to there.
Let me see.
I was living about 5 miles away from there.
Do I have any NWA? I got Fuck the Police by NWA. That's close enough. Here we go. Alright, hang on, folks. Compton coming at you.
Yeah, the Ice Cube that one where they kill the cop song.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, Kill the Cop song. What? Cop Killer? By Ice Cube? By Ice-T? Is that what you're talking about? Cop Killer?
Yeah.
Cop
that's
Killer.
That's the one.
K-I-L-L. Let me see here if I got Cop Killer. Yeah, I do have Cop Killer. Yay, yeah, good call, Milkman. Was it Ice-T was for Compton, was he? I'm trying to think. I think I see was from Compton.
Because, yeah, he landed all 50 states.
And he was.
This next record is dedicated to...
Here we go.
All
right, hang on. Louisiana Fried Chicken coming right up.
The LAPD.
Oh, look at that ass.
For every cop that is ever taken advantage of somebody.
Hey, look at that. I don't know if you're looking on Cindy Canal. That's a very nice muscular ass right there. I mean, that right there. I don't like that right there. I don't like the Asian girls that much, man.
Oh, Louisiana Fried Chicken, may I have you?
Yeah, man. You deliver? Do you deliver? Do I need to speak twice? What's going on? You don't deliver? Can I place an order to come pick up then?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, what you guys have there? What's the deal with the fried chicken? Not fried. What's Louisiana fry? There's some kind of special outside crust?
crust on it or inside crust? Come on, what's the answer?
What the answer?
No, come on, just answer my question. What's going on? Hurry up.
Okay,
what's the deal?
No,
I'm not going to get what? What? I don't understand.
How many meal you like? You want a 4-wing meal? A 4-piece meal? 3-piece meal?
Oh, I don't know. Man, what's the biggest piece meal you got? How many pieces you have?
I have 12. That's family.
You got 12 pieces? I could eat 12 pieces. Well, is it spicy?
No, we only have one kind, just mayo. A 12-piece of chicken with two medium size and six roll is $69.99 plus tax.
$69?
No, $17 plus tax, ma'am.
Do you maybe have like a happy meal there?
I don't know. You can come take a look. I really don't know how to tell you. We don't have a lot of food though. We at a Rose Cannon Central.
What about happy ending meal? You got one of them?
Yeah, I have 2-piece meal. You want a small meal? You have 2-piece and 3-piece, 4-piece.
2-piece? I don't need to pee. No. What's going on? How come you can't answer my question? What's the difference between Louisa and fried chicken and fried? Do you have fried watermelon?
No.
No.
Are you sure you? We at the Rose Cannon Central. We don't have that. Yeah.
Yo. Now I know that. You're on Rose Cannon, right?
Yeah, Rose Cannon at Central.
Right.
The corner. Yeah. The corner, the location at Rose Cannon Central.
I know where you're at. Come on, I pass by you every day. I just never stopped in. I know what fried chicken was.
Yeah, we have 2-piece meal with a french fry, a roll, and a drink, not the meal. Or you want a three-piece meal with a fry, a roll, and a drink.
How many people you got working there?
I already told you 2-piece and 3-piece and 4-piece and bigger
meal. No, not piece. Pieces. How many people? You got enough people working there? Can you get this?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hold on, yeah.
Louisiana, may I help you?
Yeah, you speak English?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wait a minute, you just called me a ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry, miss.
No, I'm not a miss. Do I sound like a miss? I sound like a Swiss miss, is that what it is? A little bit of chocolate going?
Okay, I'm sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
Do you speak Chinese?
No.
You speak Japanese?
No.
What, you speak of another language?
Yes.
All right, what other language do you speak?
Spanish.
You speak Spanish?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
You're calling me a ma'am again.
I said, all right, you know what? It's a bad habit.
It's a bad habit. You can have, you know, people make mistakes, and tonight you're going to learn about your mistakes, because I got my lawyer on the other line right now, and he's recording this whole thing. You understand? Call me ma'am again.
No,
do
I
it.
Said, can
Come
I help
on.
You?
How dare you? Call me ma'am again.
This is Scott Littlejohn, the lawyer. You will apologize for calling my client a woman. All of these don't take you under our power to your destination. Do you understand?
Take me to your leader.
Okay, can you hold on?
You call me ma'am again. That's another $3,000 fine. Hello? Oh, don't hang up.
Hey!
This ain't going anywhere, is it? Hello? Hello? Did she hang up?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is my dad there?
Hello?
My daddy there?
So?
Daddy? Are you my daddy?
Who are you looking for?
My daddy. Are you my daddy?
Daddy?
Yeah, are you daddy?
You know this is a restaurant?
Yeah, daddy? When are you going home?
Hey, I'll be right there. What do you need for the restaurant? Hurry up and tell me what you need, little shit.
Can you give me a Happy Meal from the boy, please?
Get a Happy Meal? What do you want? Double cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Hey, sir, give me the double cheeseburger.
You got the wrong number.
No. I'm tapping into the phone line for the parking lot.
old McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. Hello?
Hello, I think you know. Hello, Mr. McDonald's.
Mickey D.
I think he's got a friend with illegal beef from India.
To place a call, press 1.
All right.
To listen to your recorded call.
Dude, someone's saying, you do voiceover work, right? Hollywood, tell us about your voiceover work that you do. You have a cartoon that you work on, ma'am? Or a few of them?
Yeah, there's a new one that we're supposed to come out on TV. I think it's going to be on PBS.
Ooh.
It's called Adventures of the Elements. And we actually, it's based on a series of books that was written by a guy. And it basically teaches kids about the periodic table.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Magnesium. And
wow, excitement there.
In fact, one of my characters is named Ammonia.
Ammonia?
Oh,
does he stink?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's nice. Ugh.
And then one of my other main characters is Ned Nitrogen. But we got Lou Gossett Jr. working on it, too. He does the voiceover work for the
Wait a minute.
He does the narration.
Is ammonia an element, or is it a combination, a compound?
Ammonia is a compound.
What do you? How do you make ammonia? Chlorine and what else?
I don't know. You got me.
Tuck knows how. Tuck makes ammonia all the time. He huffs it.
Oh, nitrogen and hydrogen.
Nitrogen and hydrogen makes ammonia?
Hey.
NH3.
We do some voices for cartoons. I NH3. Draw cartoons. I don't know nothing about no pneumonia and science
that's,
and shit.
That's cool, man. I wish
you two hydrogens and one nitrogen.
What kind of voices? Now, you've got, you do a good Dora the Explorer, you said, right?
Yeah, that and SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Patrick from SpongeBob, yeah. Cool, man.
I'd rather do just, I like doing my own stuff.
You do your own stuff. I gotcha. Well, you know.
The little kid, though, dude, was his boy.
Yeah.
SpongeBob,
I thought
son.
When he wins the little kid, occupied. That was just like, holy shit.
I think Lonesome Loser is sending numbers under another name now called Desperado P. Or Desperado. This is for J.J. Liquor in Compton. We got Compton coming out the wazoo. Anybody out there, also, hang on. Before I was going to say, if anybody has any prank call requests that you want
to
send.
That's hilarious, dude. That was right next to Rosecrans, man. That was exit for 4 Mines.
Oh, really? Rosecrans. Yeah, that is. West Rosecrans Avenue. That's cool. So, you know, Milkman knows that. He used to go there a lot, apparently.
Yeah, that's right off the 405 near LAX, man.
Near LAX. Oh, I heard it's a bad part. Anyway, we got a number here. This one came in. This is a request.
Yeah, it's called South Central, formerly known as.
This is a guy called Eric Doom. Hey, look at that. I'm going to send you the details. Hollywood, you don't have to go, do you? I mean, you want to keep doing this because you're doing better than I did all night. We play well off each other. This is, let's see here. Carlito, this is from Killer P. Who sent this in? Was it Killer P? Yeah. Killer P sent a number for a guy that has a race car for sale. It's a piece of shit, and he wants $4,000 for it. It is worth maybe $500. His name is Eric Dorn. I thought it was Doom. It's Dorn. And he never finished a race with it because he can't drive. He's a toothless moron and will get worked up easy. That's good. His wife, Jody, is divorcing him. Jody. You know, in the military, when your wife leaves you, or, like, when you find out, like, if you're in the military and you find out your wife is cheating on you at home, I think the saying is that your wife is, you know, hooking up with Jody. That's, like, the whole saying. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, any military people out there, I believe that's the saying is Jody. At least in the Army, that's what you say. If I'm wrong, you know, I'm not a military guy myself, but I try to follow what I can.
Get a Dear John letter.
Yeah, that would suck. Yeah. Anyway, you want to try that? Did you get those details? You think that's something we can work with? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going to call that. This is going to be the guy who's selling a race car. Let's go. Milkman, a musical request. You are up, sir. What would you like to hear?
You got a Funkadelic?
Funkadelic, I'm sure I do. George Clinton painting the White House black. I'll tell you what, speaking of painting the White House black, I'm signed up for Obama. I'm going to be getting, I'm signed up for Obama text messages right now, and Obama on Twitter. And I'll be getting, basically, as soon as he decides who he's going to pick for his vice presidential running mate, I'll be one of the first people to find out. I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, here's what we got, Milkman. I've got Dr. Funkenstein or Atomic Dog.
Atomic Dog.
What would you like to hear?
Funkenstein, Dr. Funkenstein.
Oh, I said Funkenstein. Funkenstein. Okay, here we go. All right, folks, hang on. The next prank of the night coming up is an actual request here on Madhouse Radio. Thank you. Thank you. Here we go. All right.
Hey, Eric! What's going on, man? You still got that car for sale?
What car?
You got a car for sale for $4,000? Race car?
Yeah.
I need one, like, tomorrow. You take cash? Got anything else for sale, man? This is Fred. You don't need to know. I'm going to pay you cash. I'm not going to be giving you a check or anything. Do you take cash?
Yes, but I think you're bullshit.
Now, here's the deal. What kind of engine is in that car? I need to know how much it's really worth. What's that?
It's a 350 Chevy.
350 Chevy. Now, what kind of car is it exactly?
It's an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Okay. So we're talking about the same car. All right, perfect. Now, what else do you have for sale? Do you have any other cars? Anything else?
No.
You don't have anything else? I got about $7,000. I need to get out. This car worth $4,000? Don't lie to me, Eric.
I don't even know who you are.
Eric, is this car worth $4,000? Be honest.
Who are you?
Okay. This is Fred. Listen, is this car worth $4,000? Yes or no? Honestly, like I said, I'm paying you cash.
Oh, show up tomorrow. Talk.
Okay, I need to know right now.
To place a call, press 1.
All right,
to listen
right back
to your recorded call, press please.
Are you ready for the attorney?
Yes.
I'm gonna have the attorney come in. Is that cool?
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Eric, this is Ralph again. Here's the deal. I have my attorney on the other line. We can get you cash right now, but I need to know how much this car is really worth.
Yeah, we need to know. I looked it up, and this is Jack Valente, the attorney.
I don't know who you are. All right, do you know what time it is?
We're with ICANN, sir, the International Car Association of the American North, and we're actually looking for this vehicle specifically for a race that's needed for tomorrow, the drag racing. Have you had any luck at all with the car at all? Have you had any success with it? I mean, we're looking for some.
I've only raced it twice. But I don't know who you are, dude. Okay.
How did you do?
It's 30
at first
night.
Place or?
No, I didn't.
Okay, what place? What did you
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. I don't know what kind of bullshit you're playing here. All right. I told you show up at the house tomorrow.
Okay. I'll bring my new girlfriend Jody with me. Is that okay?
I don't know.
Bring her with me.
You know what? Whoever you are, you can go to hell.
Jody
don't
told
call
us.
Me again.
Jody said
Jody
that we should call
find
you.
Out. I find out who the fuck you are. All right, you'll be in trouble.
What are you gonna do? You know, I'm an attorney, sir. I carry a briefcase, and I had a picnic lunch with Jody the other day.
That's kind of nice. I don't give a fuck.
She tastes like sweet butter. Right, did you know that?
Who the fuck are you?
She your girl Jody. She tastes good, like strawberries and butter. Very nice. Like melted butter.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so full of shit, dude.
Maybe you can tell us how we taste, because we both had her. We tag team her. And then she was with you afterwards. So
no,
maybe.
You're so full of fucking shit, don't call me back.
How do I taste? Tell me how I taste.
To place a call, press 1. To listen...
Someone's telling me, Rev, you know what? Fuck Rev up his... Fuck.
Jack Masterson calling back.
Like, I fucking care if Rev's on right now. Fuck Rev, that fucking loser fucking bait asshole. Fuck that
Rev.
Fucking... Fuck nobody.
Rev.
I don't even... Who? Rev who? Exactly. Thank you. Good point.
What a chump.
fucking
you,
Riff.
Why bring
we
out
don't
Riff?
We don't bring the homos on here.
Carlito show. Why
he's
bring
on
out
PCR?
I don't know where he's at. I think Rev's on the Rev station. He's got like five fucking
he's
losers.
He's on PCR.
I don't know.
Oh, I see. He's got like his own channel. Is he not Syndicate no more?
Syndicate kicked him out. He gets kicked out everywhere he's at because he, I don't know. Anyway, long story short.
Oh, boy. Especially because he's funny.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Rev. He's funny. Anyway, continuing on. Would we? I think we're out of numbers for the time being.
You know what? He's CEO of the Manhole. Well,
right. Yeah, Milkman, you say the same thing about him every time. I'm going to draw out of numbers. I'm going to take a break real quick here and see if we can get some more numbers in.
Yeah, getting new material. Oh, yeah, Rev.
All right, thanks for calling the Hollywood Meet. We'll have you call in later, right, man?
Hey,
peace out. Hey, man, no problem. Good luck with the everything, you know? Good luck with the weekend. All right.
Be tuna.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
That is Hollywood Vagina, everybody. If you don't know who he is, now you know who he is. As I was saying, I got to take a break.
I didn't know about the cartoon voices thing. I didn't know that was
No,
it
is.
You never know.
We got requests for UK pranks. I'll see if I can dig up some UK numbers. Lonesome's like really. Lonesome's been really slow lately with now. I hope he's okay. I got like a number, like maybe get like a number every 10 minutes from him now. I think he's just busy. The guy's it's
calling.
It's a late show for him and everybody else. You know what I'm really in the mood for though, dude? I've been trying to eat healthier lately, you know, and you know, every break I do the sandwich thing. I was like, I'm gonna eat a sandwich, and I do, it's a tradition here for Madhouse Radio. Every break I get up, I make myself a sandwich, eat it, you know, come back and do the show all energized with my sandwich, you know, injection. But you know, lately for the last 3-4 months, my sandwiches consist of, you know, spicy mustard or maybe like a little, you know, like, yeah, spicy mustard and fat-free cheese and turkey. And man, you know, tonight, you know what I'm in the mood for like just white bread with like some salami, beef salami,
mayonnaise and onion,
and some mayonnaise and onion. Exactly, man. You know, I haven't had mayonnaise in like months. There's something that, you know, it feels good to have like a good.
If you really want to get extravagant, fry your salami.
You know, I do fry my bologna sometimes in the morning. If I don't have bacon, instead of doing bacon, which is really bad for
you. What do you do about that big bubble in the middle? Do you pop it or do you slice it?
I slice it. I make an X in the middle for the bubble. Actually, matter of fact, I make an X right in the middle so it doesn't bubble up on me. Yeah, that's a good idea. But, dude, yeah, you know, because...
You know, there's an easier way. You just put one slice right through the side of it, and it won't make that little bubble.
On the side, like you split it down the side. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
kind of like
one slice in the side of the bologna.
I never thought about
it
that.
Won't make that bubble.
Good idea.
You've got a mutant manual to listen to.
Yeah, good idea. I'll think about
my
that.
My bologna has a first name.
It's G-A-I-N-G. What I'm trying to say here.
Fairy Dust Pink. That's the name of the bologna.
Yeah. What was I saying? You guys interrupted me and I forgot. Something about sandwiches, fattening sandwiches.
You said you're getting ready to do your traditional sandwich.
But I don't want turkey.
With an extra kick of onions and mayonnaise.
That's what I was going to say with bacon in the morning. The reason I don't like to make bacon, yeah, I like the taste of bacon and all that. It's good for breakfast. But it stinks up the house so much. The house smells like bacon, you know, all day. It gets on your clothes. It gets really funky in the house, so I actually, instead of that, I'll throw some bologna and just, you know, put that in the pan. And, you know, I kind of get the taste of the meat kind of thing going on, but, you know, stuff like that. Lonesome Loser sending in a number for John Logan here. Anyway, come on, break time, all right? I'm going to make myself
The dad is in the house.
The dad's in the house. You know what, Milkman, you know what I'm going to do? This is my plan for the weekend. On Saturday, I'm going to take my hat off for now because it's hot in here. On Saturday, I'm gonna go tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm gonna go to Publix. I'm gonna buy myself a loaf of French bread. All right, and then I'm gonna get some chicken. No chicken. I had too much of that already this week. I'm gonna get myself a loaf of French bread. Okay, here's how you do it. This is a good. I'm gonna get myself some eggs. All right, And I'm gonna get myself some of that really bad for you salami, like, you know, the beef salami, not the hard salami, not the Cotto salami, but the beef one, you know, that you get in the package, you know, the Oscar Mayer brand.
Oh yeah,
with the little
pieces,
little pieces of pepper. Yes, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna slice that
the garlic.
Yeah, I'm gonna slice the French bread in half. I'm gonna put a whole layer down of salami.
Powdered garlic.
I'm gonna make myself some scrambled eggs. I'm gonna put in the middle, and top. I'm gonna top it off with like some Munster cheese.
You guys are making Artie hungry. Look out!
Well, whatever. I'm in a hungry mood, and I'm gonna slather both ends in some mayonnaise. I'm gonna turn the oven up to like about three.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna turn the oven on to about like 320. I'm gonna put that bitch in there for about a good, you know, good 5, 6, 7 minutes. And that's what I'm going to have.
Jalapeno cheese over top of it.
None of that. I'm going to have myself a nice big sandwich in the morning, and then with some chocolate milk, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to go watch Tropic Thunder in the afternoon. That's what I'm going to. That's going to be my Saturday, everybody. Look out.
And watch reruns of Bugs Bunny afterwards.
Good luck with all that.
Thank you. That's how you make a sandwich, man. Dude, it's just,
but
man.
That's what I'm talking about. Bagwood would be a shame.
I've been eating good for a while. I think it's time for me to be a fat ass this weekend. I quit smoking pot, you know, but still, sometimes you just wanna have some fattening food, dude. I need mayonnaise. I need it. I need a hit of mayonnaise,
it's
man.
Time for Jack Masterson call.
Yes, it is.
Coming up after the break.
And Fat Albert, man. And That's all I got to say about that. I'm gonna eat bad this weekend. I'm gonna have a Carlito weekend, special Carlito Saturday. Anyway, when we come back, when we come back, Lonesome Loser's back in the house. Is sending
speaking,
in numbers.
Speaking of Saturday, you just not doing the Saturday show no more.
Well, I was planning on
the thing of that.
I did want to mention. I want to organize. Milkman here found us a conference phone room kind of thing. And I wanted to get, like, you know, me, Milkman, you, maybe Tuck, and maybe I can get, like, Zolar and Lego and maybe Ted. You know, a bunch of prankers, you know, together. We're going to do a Saturday night special show or something. Something on a Saturday where we do the conference shit again, you know, like we used to do way back in the day. I would like to do that. I think it's time for us to do that.
It's much better conference quality.
Yeah, it's
extremely better quality.
Exactly. So that's coming up. But actually, on Saturday, I'm going to be interviewed on a local radio show here for my Prank Call City. I submitted it to them. They came to me with interest, and they said, they said, come on in. Yeah, so I'm going to be interviewed on a local show here in the afternoon, on Saturday afternoon, so I'll get more.
Back on WPRK.
Exactly. And everybody, if you want, go over to the main website, madhouselive.com, and check out some changes to the website. I got a Twitter account. You can follow me on that if you want now. Most definitely, please do that. Milkman, you should get on Twitter, man.
Twitter.
Anyway, taking a break.
That's right. Titty Twister.
Enough talking. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and do some more prank calls and call it a night. It is now 11:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8:48 in the West Coast. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Madhouse Radio on the Madhouse Radio Network. MadhouseLive.com. SyndicateRadio.tv. And 98.6 themouth.com.
Fuck your bitch, motherfucker.
Fuck your bitch, motherfucker.
No, fuck your bitch, motherfucker.
Radio will be back right after this. I took
a big About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long way at 10 South Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay.
Alright. I like 5 or your finest text.
First, I have to get your phone number and your name.
360.
Okay. And your name?
My name is.
Your name Jack?
Jack Masterson, yes.
And what can I get for you?
I need to have 5 pepperoni pizzas ready for me when I come in about 5 minutes.
Okay, there is right now only 4 pepperoni pizzas.
The guy said there was 5. He promised me.
Yeah, there's going to be 5 in like 2 seconds, sir, but if you don't get in before someone else, we can't save a hot and ready pizza for you.
Well, I'm doing call ahead seating.
Okay, just 1 second.
Can he call in and order 5 pepperonis so he makes sure they're here when he gets here?
No. You can't call it in.
They're hot and ready. They're always
call
ready.
It in makes us get it ready.
We will make sure that there's 5.
What does it say on the paper that I can't call it in? It doesn't say first come, first serve. You're taking me for a ride.
What?
You're taking me for a ride. Tell him that he's taking me, that I said he's taking me for a ride.
Who's he, sir?
The manager man that's back there saying...
He's not here. He's gone, actually. He just clocked off and left.
Well, whoever the other guy is who thinks he's making you say these bad things to me. Tell him that I said that he's taking me for a ride.
Are you prank calling us or something?
Excuse me, man. I was in Vietnam. I would never, ever do it. You know what they did to me? You know what they did to me? They put cuts in my belly, and they didn't let it with any antiseptic on it.
No, he's saying that you need to shut your mouth.
Hello?
I didn't say you need to shut your mouth. I said...
Okay, sir, just calm down. All right.
I didn't say she's lying. I said you're taking me for a ride.
All right. You wanted 5 pepperonis?
Yeah, well, you promised me that they'd be there, and then now she said there's only 4, too bad. And then she said that I told you to shut. I didn't say that.
That's all right, sir. It's all good. Okay, you wanted 5 pepperonis, right?
Did you clock out already?
This is the manager. He...
No, but if you clocked out, no, you don't have to... It's okay. Put her back on, because you clocked out. It's okay.
All right. One moment.
All right.
Are you kidding me? Give it to me.
All right.
Hello?
Look.
Hi.
When people clock out for the night, you don't make him go back on the phone to work, okay? Because that's illegal. Because he's not being compensated for the time.
Everybody that is here is on the clock. The kid you just talked to is not the manager.
He said, see, now you're lying to me. You said he's a manager.
Do you want me to write your number down and have someone call you who can help you? I'm not sure exactly what's wrong, though.
Are you going to wake up the manager at home?
No, the manager just clocked off and got off work, sir.
Where is he at right now?
Get on the phone and call Gordon right now.
Why?
Because.
What is Gordon going to do?
I don't know. Somebody's going to do something. I don't understand why you're arguing with me.
Just hang up the phone.
He just called.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at
10 p.m.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking
piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com. Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Pieces of bodies being burned.
And we are back. My mother's always. Hey everybody, let me put my hat on.
But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming.
Thank you everybody who's still listening to us. Watching us, we have over 120 listeners and viewers right now. I thank everybody who's hanging on with us on an average show. Excuse me. That's the sandwich talking. Thank you everybody for checking in with us on an average show, but a good show nonetheless.
Yeah.
We have it's good to see so many people enjoying the Madhouse Radio show. I enjoy this for all of you.
Madhouse, baby. Madhouse.
A lot of people checking in tonight. We got Dino, G-Wiz, Clavin, Big Kurt's in the house. Caught his show earlier this week. That was pretty cool.
The dad is asking for permission to call in.
Who, the dad? I make big money. I drive big cars. Yeah, the dad can call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course the dad can call in. Shit. I see the Grinch.
He's a douchebag.
Jonathan the Grinch wants to call in as well. He can call in as well, of course. I talked to High Pitch Eric. The dad and High Pitch Eric both called me the other day. When did they call me? Yesterday, last night, as a matter of fact. That was pretty funny. Let me play this prank call here from last week as well.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, do you require that I wear underwear when I put on bathing suits?
Well, that's if you're clean. I mean, not if you're polluted. And I mean,
what?
Usually they do with some when they buy them. They buy them on without.
Yeah, but I mean, what if I... Let's just say a friend of mine might have chlamydia and is thinking about coming in and trying on some bathing suits. Would that be a problem?
Right.
Well...
What's up, Carlito?
Hey, hang on, Jonathan,
look,
right?
Just as long as they don't damage the bathing suit, let's put it this way.
But he is discharging a little bit of pus out of his...
Then we shouldn't be trying him on without underwear.
But, I mean, what if you don't know? What if he doesn't tell you?
Usually, after they try him on, you can tell, believe me.
No, it's microscopic. Like, you know how big...
They usually try them on with a suit. They usually do here.
Jonathan!
What's up, Carlito?
What's up, bro? Sorry I had to put you on hold there for a second. Had to handle something. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. What you up to?
I am good, man. Just here doing the show, as usual. You know, Thursday night. Trying to do a show. Enjoying it here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just finished eating my sandwiches. I said, you like sandwiches, Jonathan? Everyone likes sandwiches, right?
I'm not much of a sandwich person. The only sandwich I like from Subway is the meatball marinara.
I used to be a big fan of that, you know, get the meatball marinara, but you don't get to put, you know, really when you get the meatball sub, all you can really put is just meatballs, you know? You can't have, or you can get cheese on it too, I guess, but you can't really add, you know, lettuce and onion. I guess you could add onion, that's a good idea. I haven't had a meatball sub, I used to love the meatball sub from Subway. I'll tell you what, I haven't had a meatball sub in a while there. It might be a good idea for tomorrow. Maybe I'll do that for lunch tomorrow. That's a good idea. Are there any firehouse subs where you live, Jonathan? You ever had one of those?
You want now?
Firehouse subs. Do they have those?
Yeah, we got a bunch of them around here.
Firehouse subs, yeah. I've been there this week. I went there for the first time. I tell you, it's pretty good. I'm a Quiznos fan. But Quiznos is so expensive for what they give you. It's really not worth it. They're good, but like for a large one, something you can get like they got this peppercorn one. It's like $9, and it's good. But it's good, but it's really not worth the nine. It's not worth the $9, man. But you know, Blitz Cases, Publix subs, and we're a big fan of Publix subs. Milkman is. You got Publix? No, there's no Publix in Georgia, is there?
No, not really.
Not really. But you've had Publix subs before, though, right? I think we've talked about this before, because you come to Florida a lot.
Yeah, I've tried a Publix sub. They're all right.
They're all right. They're the best, man. Nothing beats a Publix sub. And their Cuban sandwich is actually... They got a Cuban sub, which is huge, and it's really good, man. You should look into it. Check it out next time you come to Florida. Try the Cuban sub at Publix is good stuff, man.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you gearing up the school year start yet for you, or is that going to be next week? Should be any day now, huh?
Started work Monday. Down a handicap bus this year.
Oh, handicap students?
Short bus.
Yeah, it's a lot easier, and it's more money.
Yeah, I can bet it is easier, huh? And more money, too?
Short buses are easier.
That's a good idea, man. Good for you. Now, you said you do have an air-conditioned bus, though, right? Or is it air-conditioned, the one you're going to be?
Yeah, I'm going to be getting bus 731.
731?
Yeah, it's a brand-new 08 International AC bus.
AC, God, that's nice. Never had the AC, man. It was so... Luckily, you know, in Florida... We never went to school in like July, August, and September. Well, it didn't September, but July and August never really had school. when it gets really freaking hot, but still, like, in March, April, May, God, man, it's just sweltering in those buses, man. No AC, windows down and everything like that. And my
now, some of the older buses, we still have, they are hot in the summertime.
Yeah, my senior year, they finally started getting, like, air-conditioned buses, and we were, my route got the first one, because we had the longest route, we were the furthest away from the high school, so they gave us the air-conditioned bus first. Man, we were, like, loving it, dude. It had, like, tinted windows in it and everything, and it had, like, a new radio inside that we get all nice, like, nice speakers in and stuff like that. It was really cool. Man, I do miss high school, you know, because it was so easy back then, you know. I know you're an older guy, but you gotta remember in high school that the worst you had to deal with are nothing compared to the kind of real world problems that we have these days.
Yeah, and especially with all these fuel prices going down now, we'll be able to afford some newer buses this year.
I was gonna ask you, they're talking about the schools over here that might not even have classes on Friday because of the, you know, prices of fuel and gas. They might make us, you know, it's only school Monday through Thursday until the gas prices come down, but apparently they're starting to come down a little bit. Have you heard of anything like that where they might, you know, not have bus service on, you know, only Monday through Thursday? Well, they'll skip it for Friday. Have you heard anything about that at all?
No. Well, I heard from Mr. McAllister, everything's going to be going the same way, Monday through Friday.
Hmm. Okay. Well, right on you, man. That's awesome. What else is going on? Anything new?
I heard from Cheese Boy Pete. He's still being a cheese boy as it is.
Well, is he still working? Is he still the bus manager? What is it called? The lot driver manager? Whatever.
General shop foreman. Yeah.
Shop foreman. Yeah. My name is shop foreman. Yeah. That guy. You tell him I said what's up. Remember, he came into the chat room once. He's like, "Are you the guy who called me?" He got all upset at me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, though, man. He's actually pretty nice. Turned out to be a pretty cool dude, man. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Jonathan, well, now's your time. Say hi to your fans and listeners.
I'd like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and hope y'all have an excellent weekend.
Hey.
And don't forget the big pay-per-view event, SummerSlam with WWE.
Is that this weekend?
That's this Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Wow, I miss
wrestling. You go WWE?
Good deal,
yep,
man.
And I'm having a big get-together. We're going to be watching that Sunday.
Are you going to be splitting the cost over there? We're going to have some people. Oh,
WWF.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
WWE.
Oh, the American
yeah.
goal. Their American goal almost fell down again. I'm watching the gymnastics over here. The white girl almost fell down. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, so tell me real quick, because I don't follow wrestling like I used to when I was in school. Who's fighting? What's like the main fight? Like the main title card fight?
Well, this Sunday the main fight is going to be between the Undertaker and Edge in Hell in a Cell. Undertaker has been reinstated.
He was suspended
for like a couple months, and he got reinstated by the GM.
I didn't know he was suspended.
Yeah, he was suspended because of the illegal stunts he did.
Really? I had no idea.
But he's coming back, and he's really going to tear Edge up to shreds.
Okay, cool. Good for him, man. Well, maybe I'll catch that. You never know.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm gonna let y'all go.
All right, brother, man. We'll have fun over there. Enjoy your pay-per-view, and we'll catch you next week, all right?
All right. See y'all later.
All right, see you.
He's got, like, something in the background going on. Some people laughing at me, I think. That's not very nice. I got
That's not nice.
Yeah. Man, I got a killer headache. I don't know why. I just got a headache. Just kicked me in the head all of a sudden here. Let's keep playing this prank call from last week.
I want to get a real feel, you know? Fire up a stogie.
You know how big eight on the head of a pin, you can put like 5/8.
Well, it's required usually to put a bathing suit, to wear something underneath it, as women use that pad to, or use their underwear. I mean, that would be only the hygienic thing to do.
Yeah, but I'm not a woman.
Alrighty, well.
I have a penis and two testicles.
I understand that. Well, once you narrow it down, you could try it on if you're more prone to buying it.
Okay, but it's just chlamydia. I mean, that's something that's curable with, you know, antibiotics and stuff like that.
Well, they still usually try them on with underwear. Or
but between me and you, I mean, it's not, I mean, you know, I'll probably buy it after I put it on anyway, right?
All right, why don't we come down and you can see them first.
Would you like to inspect my penis for the
You know what, why don't you come down first? I have people right in front of me.
Well, would you tell me, just if you can, like, hit the number one if you want to see my penis.
It's not the fact, it's the fact that if you're fine with it, that's okay. I mean, let's narrow it down to see which ones you like, and then you could try the one that you're most comfortable
with. Let's narrow it down that I just want you to look at my penis up close. And
okay, that'll be fine.
You will do that?
Well,
oh, good.
That's, okay. We'll see you here.
Okay, you said okay, I'm coming down, and you're going to look at my penis hole from up close. Will you
Thank
stick a
you.
Straw in it and suck
no,
it?
No, I won't.
Just suck
no,
the
I
chlamydia
won't.
Out?
No, I won't.
Would you be into...
All right, why don't you find, look for a bathing suit first, and we can go from there. I can't.
Do you have any catheters there?
No, I don't.
I have one on me, but it might be a little dirty.
Okay.
It has some gonorrhea on it.
That's lovely.
You have AIDS in your mouth.
Probably.
You probably
do. Thank you.
Bye,
I have your number, by the way.
What's my number? What is it? Exactly.
AIDS in his mouth, everybody. He has AIDS in his mouth. Yeah. Wasn't the dad going to be calling in? You say, I think I'm ending the show, man. Lonesome Loser, hold off on the confirmations. I got a really bad headache, man. Oof. Ugh, man, it sucks. Been happening a lot lately. Who's doing the breathing? Is that you, Milkman?
No, this is the dad.
Stop breathing like that, Milkman. You're on the fucking mic. Why you gotta breathe like that? Okay.
Take off your Darth Vader mask.
Please, don't do that if you're going to be on the show, Milkman. Just mute yourself if you're going to breathe like you're masturbating. Nunu says, tell Milkman he used up his your limit of toilet breaks for the rest of the year. Ha ha, that's funny. Milkman, you used the toilet. Milkman shits in the toilet.
Funny.
Okay. I don't know where I'm going with tonight. Let's do some UK calls and call it a night, okay? Because I'm really, I got like, it's one of those, you know when you get a headache when it's like in your eye? You know when it's like your eye socket, like an eye socket ache? Where it starts there?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. All right, hang on, folks. It hurts to look at the bright lights on
the You need to watch the porn, man. That'll take care of it.
I don't care. I'll suffer. We'll be right back with another prank. We're calling the UK. UK wake up calls. John Logan. One moment, please. Thank you. Well, that's going to be a problem. We don't have an international card. Milkman, your international card is out of funds.
What happened to the
card? It says it's out of funds.
Oh, no.
Wah, wah. We're out of funds.
That was the last one. Shit.
Though, yeah, because you're not in the Virgin Islands now. You can't get any more of those sexy cards.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
I'll have to come up with some more cards.
Dope.
I'll have to pull off some more scams with the air.
Show!
Yeah. Hang on. Okay, we got... No, we're not calling the show yet. Let's see. We got another number here. Colin, sweet. We got a girl. Let's see. Her boyfriend will get pissed. The chick's name is Amber Burger. She works at Burger King. I get it. Not she, her boyfriend's name, but he gets pissed when I call. All right, whatever. We'll call her. Going to invite her to do something sexual. Hang on, folks. And they're mentioning in the chat room, apparently there's something going on where, and I did hear about this today. I read an article where they're talking about Bigfoot, a body or some type of remnant of Bigfoot has been discovered and is going to be revealed this weekend or tomorrow or something like that. I heard about this. I read about it briefly today. Tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah,
Smokey's saying.
Yeah, it was over at the Olympics.
Oh yeah, is that who? Is it the Olympics? They found it in China.
Yeah.
Oh,
the snowman.
No, Sasquatch. We're talking about, man.
Yeah.
No, the Bigfoot from the
Forgot.
Stern Show.
Yeah, that's who it is. They found the original Bigfoot that died a few years ago.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Okay, anyway, come on, let's...
You know about the guy in the suit in the 1970 film?
Mm-hmm. The one where it turned around a little bit like that.
Huh.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that guy in the suit. The suit? They found the suit?
Yeah. They found the suit, yeah, in a coffin, and there was no body inside.
The one wearing the monkey suit.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, God, I feel like crap.
There used to be a star in the Tarzan show named Cheetah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do one more prank call.
The bionic Sasquatch in the $6 million man show in the 70s.
I'm sorry, Lonesome Loser. I know Lonesome Loser confirmed a lot of UK numbers, but dude, I'm feeling really bad. I'm going to do one more prank call here to this Amber Burger.
See if our card went out either.
Yeah, I know. Lonesome has a card, but still, that's just. Ugh.
All he does. Oh, the Lonesome to the rescue.
Well, he always does. He uses him to confirm him, but I just, I'm not.
Maybe you can do one.
1 minute remaining. We're doing one now.
That's why Looney's urged
to land. Just like having a heart attack over there, the fact that he can't call in. Every time he calls in.
Why can't he call in?
Because he calls in, and he calls in, and he calls in, and he calls in, and he calls in.
Dude, let him call in. You hang up on him in 2 minutes. Just want to do his shit.
He calls in even off the air.
Hello, Amber.
When the show's off.
Oh, fuck it.
I hear about that.
This is Amber, Jacoby, and Zoe. We're unable to answer the phone right now. So
Hi, do you see me?
Hi.
Hi, Amber. How you doing, girlfriend? All right, I'm in the show.
Hi, who's there?
Amber, Pete, and have a seat.
Sorry, bro, they answered a few minutes ago. It's okay. Don't worry, dude. It happens, man. It's late, you know. It's late. It's hard to get people to call at this late at night because, you know, we get the UK numbers to answer a lot of times because it's, you know, it's super early, basically. We wake them up out of their beds, and they're really nice. Nice people, those in the UK. Well, they get a little pissed off really quickly. Movement, can you take us out of here, man? Because really, I feel like, I honestly feel like my head's going to explode. I feel like I have encephalitis or something, man. Oh my God.
You're suffering the after effects of that cataclysmic garlic bologna, cotto salami sandwich with onion and Dijon mustard.
Dude, all I had a piece of.
That's
look,
right.
I had low carb bread with a piece of fat free cheese and a piece of turkey. That's all I had. I didn't even put mustard on it. It wasn't that.
Oh, okay. Wow. I think that's what's wrong. You got yourself all excited for that onion and potato salami, you see?
Hey, it's Wendy.
Well, all right. I guess what we can do is we can call the show.
Call it.
What about this conference call show? Is there anything
to
talk about here that our listeners to be tuned in for the special conference special coming up?
Yeah, we're going to work on it. I don't know. Maybe next week. We got to organize, you know?
All right. We're going to talk that around the Madhouse boardroom here, and we'll let you guys know the outcome here as soon as the show is scheduled.
But I'm here, I'm losing my mind.
Especially all of our friends out there. In the Madhouse on 8.6 The Mouth. All of our great friends over at Trinity Radio, Dino, Zolar, Fairy Dust, G Wiz, Sidekick Chuck, Ian Wardy, all you guys over there. Man, thanks a lot. Gina, you know what? We got a call coming in. Are we going to hang up on them, or are we going to go ahead with the sign-off?
No, I'm going to sign
the
off, man.
The shadows are saying I must... The shadows say
all right,
say
we're
going to
go ahead with the sign-off, then.
Early,
and I'd like to especially thank you, all of our friends out there, and Mr. Ted Webb, Webb, Mr. Tuck, thank you so much for all your contributions as well. Game Green, thank you so much.
To them,
thank you for not calling in. Deej, thank you for getting yourself a fan from the... long distance line. We appreciate that. Everybody out there is cheering for you. Hopefully you'll stay black and cool, baby. You know what I mean, brother?
Yes.
And especially you, our listeners, our friends, we love you out there. You know why? We do this every week. The most interactive radio internet show on the net right here. 98.6 The Mouth. That's because we love you, our listeners. You can tune in every week. Bring a friend. Better yet, send in an enemy's number, and we'll have some fun. We'll get a laugh. We'll have a smile to pass around to everybody. Don't forget, stay tuned and check in on the forums, because there's some exciting things coming up as well. And we love you. And Armando, my brother, without you, my friend, I would have already killed somebody this week. Thank you so much, and I hope your heartburn gets a little bit better.
And if nothing else, take that bitch and back your car up over top over and park on top over. We love you, brother.
She lives right down
thanks
the
street. Thanks a lot. Over to you.
She lives across the street, matter of fact. I know exactly where she lives. I already looked her up. Yeah, I could do that. Anyway, so yeah, like I said, sorry.
I said let's take a turd and put it in a bag and slap it across her windshield.
Oh, what's wrong with you, man? Are you sick? That's how you spread diseases in the common cold.
Turd burglar! Turd burglar! Show your titties!
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, Milkman, and thank you, Tuck and Gangrene, for being in here, guys.
Golly gum drop and a sugar doodle.
Sugar doodle pop. Gangrene, you too. Sugar ball, sugar balls. I go for some sugar balls right now.
What do you get when you roll a turd and powdered sugar?
Do I want to know? What do you get?
Sweeter than shit. Peace out.
Thank you. Yeah, I love Wendy. That was her complaining about the hurricanes we got hit with. Anyway, Mojo Hobo says it's a Goonie Goo Goo.
You get a Madhouse medal tonight, Olympic medal, made of 99.9% lead. See you nearest bait shop to collect.
Right on. Right on, brother. Thanks. I know you said thanks to Lonesome Loser, but thanks to Lonesome Loser. I'm sorry I couldn't get to those last numbers. He sent in
that's
a lot of UK numbers. But we get them. You know, I usually go back to the numbers that, you know, that we don't get to the next week. So those are on standby. We'll get those UK numbers. If not, maybe.
The numbers are never misused.
Yeah, never misused. Nothing like that. And thanks to everyone in Syndicate. We had a lot of people there over in the 90s. We had over 20 people on Madhouse and about another 20 on Justin.
One time.
Yeah, so we hit about 120, 130, I'd say, on an average peak, so that's good. And everyone who listened, everybody, on all sides, all of you. Coconut didn't even get to your news stories tonight, so whatever. It happens. All right, we'll be here next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sorry for the abrupt end. I'm going to get some Advil and go to bed. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot for not calling in, dude. Three kisses, we'll be in bed in 5 minutes, baby.
No, no, queremos ni nada.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.